Current state on WKAR with Michigan spring and summer tourism season upon us. Current state's Peter Wharf brings us another take on the great outdoors in the Great Lakes State. Grand Rapids authors and historians Christine Byron and Tom Wilson share their passion for Michigan's famed M22 and its many sites. In their book, Vintage Views Along Scenic M22, Chris started off the conversation about the rich roadway.
I think it's one of the most beautiful places in the state. It's got everything. It's got beaches, dunes, of course, Lake Michigan. It's got inland lakes. It's got forests. It's got charming, quaint towns, farms, orchards, wineries, great farm markets. M22 has everything.
I think it means getting off the expressway and being on a road that helps you get in touch with where you are. You know, it takes you back to traveling the way it was in an earlier time.
One of the things that we found the most fascinating about doing the research on this book was that this whole M22 thing is not a new craze. I mean, people were touring the road, you know, back in the early days. D.H. Day, who people would know, you know, from the now National Park, but it originally was the State Park, had promoted M22 as part of the old West Michigan Pike, which was promoted for people to travel all the way from the Indiana border up to Mackinac City. And there were two scenic loops, the M22 and the M119. I thought that was really, you know, very cool that people were promoting the road back then. And there were even three different organizations that were formed over the years to specifically promote M22 to get people to get off the expressway, you know, and travel the scenic road.
Mm-hmm. This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Chris Byron and Tom Wilson, co-authors of the book Vintage Views Along Scenic M22, including Sleeping Bear Dunes. There are hundreds and hundreds of photos and old advertisements and picture postcards, and you know, you could curl up with this and spend a whole day or a weekend with this fantastic book. But I'm wondering if we can touch on just a few places to get a flavor of the M22 experience. I'm looking at page 33, Chris and Tom, and a description of Arcadia. It's called The Ideal Vacation Spot by Manistee Vacation Guide, 1939. So we're down in Manistee County now towards the southwestern part of M22. And the Manistee Vacation Guide says, I'll read a bit of it. Arcadia, in the extreme northwestern part of Manistee County, is ideally located for the vacationist who wishes to combine the pleasures of Lake Michigan with small lake accommodations and forest enjoyment. And down towards the end, it says, Arcadia is surrounded by woods, some of it virgin timber, and the many quiet drives through its green hills and valleys offered to the tired city dweller rest and relaxation from the cares and troubles of a busy world. Wildlife here is abundant, be it birds or deer. And Tom, I think that's maybe a little bit of what you were referring to.
Yes. Arcadia is sort of the opening spot where it's like the window into all the beauty that you're going to see as you travel further north along M22. I always look at it that way.
Right. I was driving up that way to Manistee Forest a couple of weeks ago, and I really like seeing the old cabin communities, the old groups of cabins that are still there. In places like in Benzie County, Benson's Lakeland Cabins and Modern Rooms, Lake Michigan, Bathing Beach, and Ann Arbor Boat Dock. And then you have a photo of these really clean, cute, tiny white cabins all clustered together under the forest on the hill.
And those are still there.
Yeah, many of them are.
It is called the Wayfarer. And those cabins are still there. They're painted yellow now, but they're just darling.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Chris Byron and Tom Wilson, co-authors of the book Vintage Views Along Scenic M-22, including Sleeping Bear Dunes. You devote maybe the single largest portion of the book, of course, to Sleeping Bear Dunes. Everything from people skiing on the dunes, on the sand of the dunes in the warm weather, to its characteristic of being a photographer's wonderland, to something that really surprised me, a notice for the second annual Midwest Glider Meet.
Of course, you know, they still have gliders out of Frankfort, and this was the beginning of that tradition in the dunes area, was the glider meet in Empire. And it was also the beginning of the dune rides, because the modified 1932 Fords that they used to pull the gliders along the beach to get them up in the air were the vehicles that they then took out on the dunes and became the Dunesmobile.
I am Michigan. I am waves along an endless shore. I am Michigan, where great lakes stretch forevermore and rivers flow and rivers fall. Memories beckon one and all to Michigan.
What were some of the bigger surprises that you came across in researching the book?
One of my favorite things was an attraction like the St. Ignace Mystery Spot. This was called
Glen Magic,
and that is on page 159. And we never knew all the times we've driven along M-22 that there used to be a mystifying forces of gravity place, you know, where you lost all sense of gravity and you could, you know, walk on the walls instead of the floor. And I thought that was a real fun thing. And it didn't last very long. We did talk to some local people that remember it. But I thought that was a fun surprise. And that was an indication, too, of how many people toured M-22.
You know, because Traverse City and Leelanau County, they're not on a natural flow to anywhere. They're sort of tucked off in a corner, so it really, you know, it takes some promotion, and I think DH Day knew that, to get people up to that area. But once you get there, it's certainly worth the effort.
It's full of beautiful and classic imagery, and rich and deep stories, and it's a living history. Vintage Views Along Scenic M-22, including Sleeping Bear Dunes, by Christine Byron and Tom Wilson. Chris and Tom, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Worf.
Speaking of rainbows, they're so close to heaven.